Acting Director General in the Department of Health, Dr. Nicholas Crisp, joins us today for this wonderful opening of one of the last, hopefully, or second last cohorts to be open to receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. The 12 to 17-year-olds kicks off today in just about 1.5 hours. Dr. Crisp, welcome back to Breakfast with Refilo. How are you this morning?
Yeah, fine. Thanks very much. Good morning, Refilo, and good morning to your listeners.
11% of the population is made up of teenagers. This cohort is very important to us. We've seen children as being, unfortunately, sometimes quite highly transmissive members of the population. How important is it that we get them out to get this vaccine?
Yeah, thanks very much. I think in terms of infection and serious illness, this is not the most important age cohort. We are still remain most concerned with people over the age of 60 and over 50. In fact, everyone over 50 is the one at major risk. But children are still at risk, and they are now about to start writing exams, both the matric exams and other school exams. So it will be good to have the children protected. And then, of course, after school exams, they all party and start taking breaks, moving around, preparing for adult life, going to universities and other training institutions. So it is important that they get vaccinated. But I want to emphasize our focus is still very much on older people who are the ones who are likely to end up very sick and in hospital.
No doubt, children have died around the world from this disease. And of course, their wave two was kicked off in some parts due to matric rage parties. So this is still very important. Out of interest, we understand the Pfizer vaccine is the only vaccine that will be offered to children.
Yes, that's correct. It's only one registered in South Africa. Well, we use two vaccines in South Africa, and of the two, this is the only one that's registered for use under 18.
And they'll only receive one dose. Why is that, Doctor?
Well, there are parts of the world that are using one dose and parts that are using two doses. So we are going the cautious route while we watch over the next 4 to 6 weeks what the data is showing around the world. So we may well switch to two doses. But for now, we're being cautious because there have been cases reported, very, very rare cases. But nonetheless, there are cases reported of some inflammation of the heart muscle that is being seen in children after the second dose. So we just want to wait and see what that data shows.
Certainly. Won't you give us a little bit of the logistics? We kick off today in 1.5 hours at 8 o'clock. Registration, as I understand it, is not absolutely required for children.
Yeah, so Refilo, we're for everybody now. It's obviously to your advantage to register ahead of time on the EVDS using your cell phone, and then all the paperwork. The digital paperwork is done by the time you arrive at the vaccination site. But if you aren't able to do that and you just arrive at the sites, you will in any case be registered on the EVDS before you can be vaccinated. So it doesn't really matter. Yeah, so from 8 o'clock, the system should be able to pick up and will allow vaccination of people under the age of 18, which it wouldn't do before.
Brilliant. It's a whirlwind conversation this morning, but very grateful for this insight. It's been very informative. Dr. Nicholas Crisp, Acting Director General at the Department of Health, thank you so much for your time.